All right. Have the pleasure of introducing our next speakers, Marcel Kulaha and Hans-Christoph Steiner.
Thank you. Right, so we have 25 minutes in front of us to speak about EU alternative to app stores. What is this about? So I will lead you through a tool that is called a pilot project that I have initiated as a member of the European Parliament, and what are the potential opportunities that I see here for the free software and open source community. First, a little bit introduction of myself. As I said, I'm a member and also a questor of the European Parliament. I'm a member of the Bureau of the European Parliament, and I focus my work on policies that I will show you in the next slide in the Committee on the Internal Market and Consumer Protection, and also Culture and Education. I'm also working in the committee to investigate the use of Pegasus and equivalent surveillance spyware. I'm sure you heard about that scandal. And I am the first vice president of the Czech Pirate Party. So what is my focus in policymaking? The top two, I believe, are interlinked, free and open source technologies and freedom on the internet, because I think that one cannot exist without the other. Then I also work on transparency and independence of media. Now, what are we going to speak about? We're going to speak about the fact that the EU developed, of course, for public money, some applications that you can find, for instance, in Google Play. This is the list from Google Play. So you can see, I'm not sure you can really read, but you can see there a couple of applications that may help you to understand your passenger rights, or you can see the EU Charter of Fundamental Rights. You can count majorities in the council and all sorts of other things that has been, again, developed with public money. Now, what's the problem? The problem is that, first of all, I believe that we should adhere to the principle public money, public code. What is developed for public money, the result should also be public. I believe that EU institutions should lead by example, and therefore I believe that it's also not sufficient only that public money that is invested into software then results into public code, but also the applications need to be accessible for the citizens. And the current situation is that the applications that are developed for public money are dependent on proprietary app stores, pretty much only two, one for the Android platform, one for iOS on Apple. And that creates a high barrier for smaller providers to enter the market. And also, I believe that is a less choice for consumers, because if you, for instance, have an Android phone, but you don't want to have an account with Google, then you basically cannot access these applications at all. Now, let's keep that in mind. And now I will explain you what a pilot project is. So a pilot project, in this EU terminology, together with preparatory actions, which is a follow-up to pilot project, they are tools introduced in the EU budget that aim at testing new policy initiatives and preparing the ground for the adoption of future measures. Such pilot projects and preparatory actions give members of the European Parliament the possibility to initiate innovative policies and fund them in advance of a legal basis being set. What does it mean? That means that every member of the European Parliament has this opportunity to propose a project that they will ask a funding for from the EU budget. And if it gets approved as part of the EU budget, which means that the Commission needs to be on board, the Parliament needs to be on board, and the Council needs to be on board, then this project is started, and then it's up to the Commission to deliver on that project as it was defined. The project can live for maximum two consecutive financial years, and then it can be extended to a so-called preparatory action. Now, that sounds great. What can we do with that? So what I have done is that I have tabled a pilot project that is called Demonopolized Access to EU Applications. In the past, I have also tabled another pilot project that is currently in the making. Results are very much possible and should be expected. So what the pilot project speaks about, modern smartphone, tablet, and desktop environments have established marketplaces such as Google Play or Apple App Store for the installation of maintenance apps. And these marketplaces offer convenient and curated apps that come at the cost of high barrier to entry on the market for smaller providers and less choice for consumers. Now, the thing is that the European Union has already realized that reliance on large big tech corporations is a bad path forward. And that's why the Commission proposed a Digital Markets Act. I worked on the Digital Markets Act as a shadow rapporteur. And one of the provisions in the Digital Markets Act is that